I'm here talking to Christine Trujillo, who is a member of House Appropriations and went through the agonizing budget process. One of the things that you always watch is the education budget, and you had some complaints about it this time.
Yes, I did. I was very concerned that the original budgets that we had seen had quite a bit of money below the line, which was money that the Secretary of Education could use at her will. I wanted to see that money above the line, and that meant that it would go directly to the school districts and they could decide how to appropriate it.
Okay. And that ended up happening when the budget went to the Senate and then came back to the House because there just wasn't as much money available.
That's correct. The initial budget that we created had almost everybody's wishes and dreams in it. And then when we realized that we were $300 million short, we had to really make a determination about what line item was going to be cut. Again, I advocated for cutting line items below the line, such as the merit pay and other line items that the secretary used as her pet projects.
Okay. And you made a stand and voted against the budget the first time when it was passed by House Appropriations and also on the floor?
Yes, that's correct. I just did not feel in principle that I could support a budget that continued to give certain departments total and complete use of the taxpayer money without the level of accountability that I thought that they should have.
Okay. Are you satisfied that enough money went into education considering the kind of budget compromises that had to be made?
I have always felt that public education in the state of New Mexico is direly underfunded, and I don't believe that there's enough money at this point in time. I do believe that in the looking at the big picture in the state of New Mexico at this point in time, that we were saved a little bit of grief.
I'm not sure what you mean by saved.
Well, I feel that, you know, we got our insurance back and we got funding for level 2 and level 3 teachers, which did not exist in the initial budget. And the secretary, although she got her merit pay, did not get a sufficient amount of money, I think, to make what she wants with her reforms actually appear.
Okay. So you are more or less happy about it?
Yes, I could be happier. And I believe that if we do get called back into special session, and there's a rumor out there that we may, that manna from heaven will fall and we'll live happily ever after.
Okay. You also seem to be in favor of some kind of increase of revenues, that probably something that wouldn't be like taxes for everyone, but some kind of an increase that they talked about.
I carried a bill asking for a repeal of the capital gains tax, which would have given us $50 million in new revenue. I know others carried legislation that also asked for a repeal or a delay in implementation of the corporate taxes, and those never made it anywhere. And that's unfortunate because we do need to stop looking at oil and gas as the only way to fund the important projects in the state of New Mexico. I just don't think at this point in time the Republicans are showing political will to do it.
Okay. And if you were called back into session, do you think that would come up again?
I think it would. I think that if we are still in dire straits in terms of budget, that has to be on the table as a part of the discussion. We can't keep giving corporate tax giveaways to people who have no interest in taking care of New Mexico. They make their money on us, but they do other things with the money they make. We have got to make sure that everybody pays their fair share.
Okay. So are you talking about corporations that have headquarters outside of New Mexico?
Yes, I do. And there are many here. We had an argument in House Education on one of the bills with the permanent school fund, in which one of my colleagues on the opposing side was concerned about the fact that we were giving tax breaks to the movie industry. However, that movie industry has proven to have brought back revenues. Those movie companies are actually buying in the communities and spending big dollars. The other corporations that like Walmart and all those other companies that don't pay their fair share of taxes, they save their money in the Cayman Islands, and that's what they do with good old New Mexico dollars.
Okay, well, we wish you luck.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.